Thank you, Margaret. Now our last batch of news. A bit of a mixed bag, but we will start off with congratulations offered on the occasion of four award ceremonies which have taken place. Graduation for City College students, the presentation of Norfolk Arts Awards, Norfolk and Norwich Hospital Staff Awards, and the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service.
More than 500 students who pass their higher education qualifications have celebrated their achievements at a graduation ceremony at Norwich Cathedral. Awards were given to the City College Norwich students, the majority of which will be receiving degrees, diplomas and certificates awarded by the college's higher education partner, the University of East Anglia. Those receiving awards included civil and mechanical engineers, early years practitioners, trainee social workers and healthcare assistants. Louise Frosdick from Caistron C was presented with the college's Higher Education Student of the Year award. She completed the foundation degree and top-up year to achieve a BSc Health Studies degree with a 2-1.
Shining stars of Norfolk's great cultural scene were celebrated at a glittering awards ceremony at Norwich Cathedral's hostry. The 2017 Norfolk Arts Awards, in association with sister paper The Eastern Daily Press, took place and saw 21 awards presented, including the Lifetime Achievement Award, which was given to Thursford Christmas Spectacular's John Cushing, and a special Norfolk Icon Award, which was presented posthumously to stage and screen legend Sir John Hurt. Stash Kirkbride, one of the Norfolk Arts Awards producers, said it was a great celebration of the arts in Norfolk. The awards showed us how many great people there are in Norfolk putting on amazing work that reaches out to the community. Nick Conrad and Helen McDermott hosted the event, which featured entertainment from Thursford Christmas Spectacular, Clang House and other local performers.
A night full of glitz and glamour recognised the contributions of NHS staff working at the region's busiest hospital. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Staff Awards, held at Open, saw hundreds of hard-working employees turn out for a night of celebration. Hosted by ITV's Jonathan Wills, the evening began by presenting long service awards to those who had worked for the NHS for 25 or 40 years.
Three Norfolk volunteer charity groups, which devote their time to helping others, were presented with a Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. The Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, recognising the vital role played by unsung volunteers in the community, and emphasises the importance of continuing to acknowledge their work. Each of the groups received a commemorative crystal gift and a certificate signed by Her Majesty the Queen in recognition of their work. The three are the Bill Charity, which has provided community-based social, leisure and learning opportunities for people with disabilities in Norfolk since 1967. A Citation for Reach for a Star, which provides equipment and life-changing experiences for disabled children. Lastly, the Wyndham Dementia Group, which is one of the most impressive we have ever seen. The group provides care and support for around 84 sufferers and their carers.
More than £100,000 has been raised for charity following the region's biggest locally run and organised cycle event, the Tour de Broads. A total of 4,200 cyclists took to the roads on April the 30th and again on August the 20th for this year's events, and organisers said they were thrilled with the money raised and the number of entrants. About a quarter of the cyclists travelled to Norfolk from further afield and incorporated the cycle event into part of a longer family holiday or mini-break. Tour de Broads organiser Helen Rainbow said, "We're lucky to live in such a beautiful part of the countryside, and it's nice to know that our event is helping to boost local tourism." The Tour de Broads charity partners for this year are Macmillan Cancer Support and four local charities, East Anglian Air Ambulance, the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, Nelson's Journey, and Suffolk Wildlife Trust. Two other charities that assisted and benefited from the event were RNLI and Serve, the Motorcycle Blood Service.
A Cossie mum is feeling better than ever after shedding an amazing 3.5 stone in just 4 months, the weight of 4 pumpkins. Leanne Goff is just one of a number of members of the Cossie Slimming World group who have lost a large amount of weight. The group leader, Mandy Betts, started her Slimming World journey as a member herself and lost 2.5 stone, so assures others that she understands the challenges and the joys that come from losing weight. She proudly revealed that her other members have lost 10.5 stone collectively over the last 4 weeks. After losing 3.5 stone, star slimmer Leanne won the group's Woman of the Year award and is a nominee for the Miss Slinky award. The final takes place on Monday the 30th of October, where a Mr. Sleek winner will also be crowned.
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. When you have finished listening, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now we'll say goodbye from
Pauline
and Chris, your readers on part 2.